Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There is another story that is roiling the NBA that we have to get into today. It is a story about what happens if you have apparently an overzealous partner trying to defend you. Brian Colangelo was the general manager of the Philadelphia 76ers. We say
keyword
was. He out now. He quit yesterday, or quit or be fired in front of him. Colangelo was not really overly popular in Philadelphia. There were a lot of people that who were 76ers. Well, let's start with 76ers fans are a unique bunch. Is that fair to say?
Philadelphia fans. Yes. Because most fans in Philadelphia are 4 for 4. They're fans of everybody. They're fans of the Flyers, the Sixers, the Eagles, and the Phillies. So they call themselves 4 for 4.
Gotcha, 4 for 4. But they're a special bunch. They are very passionate about their teams. And 76ers fans are no different. And a lot of 76ers fans thought the previous GM, Sam Hinkie, was largely responsible for the fact that this team is where it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not really happy with Brian Colangelo being the GM to begin with. And so they were highly critical of Brian Colangelo. And Barbara Colangelo, his wife Barbara, apparently, according to the stories, Barbara, unbeknownst to Brian Colangelo, all right, just to take that for what it was, decided to go on Twitter to defend her husband. So she opened up to 4 fake accounts, okay, using fake names and fake avatars as if she were just some fan sitting in a, you know, in his mother's basement somewhere in Bala Cynwyd, you know, living off the fat of the land, okay? You know, so, or in Cherry Hill or wherever.
No, I'm just laughing. I'm visualizing her living in Bala Cynwyd, just sitting in a room, a dark room, and all you can see is the light from the phone tweeting, like nefarious tweets, like, stand in the mirror, I'll get them with this one. They'll never know it's me.
And that's exactly what she did. She started slamming the team. She would slam the fans. She would slam Joel Embiid. She'd slam other people, you know. She praised her husband. You know, they've got a great GM. I mean, we haven't really seen. I'm waiting for all the tweets to drop, but that's, you know, largely what we understand. Yes, Daryl.
Didn't we speak on this months ago? Because it was something involving the Phoenix Suns, and when we found out, we heard about this. I want to say we talked about this on this show. We talked about this very thing.
What was it with the Phoenix Suns?
It was something about the Phoenix Suns, though.
Right. I recall that, but you know, maybe you could look that up and then do the Google.
And Devin, was it with Booker or something?
Devin Booker. Do the Google and bring me up to speed on that. But back to the story on Colangelo, because he's right. There was some tie there. So his wife is doing this. Now, Colangelo, in his defense, says, well, you know, I didn't know this was going on. And she threw herself under the bus. He didn't know it was going on. Well, okay, whatever, Barbara. It doesn't matter whether he did or not. You never getting a job again.
Now I'm pulling from my old memories and the fact that you're still married, and I know that from our conversations that you and your wife have a great relationship, and you talk about everything.
Right.
And it's foolish to think that work doesn't come up. It's foolish to think that the work conversation with your wife does not come up, because I can remember conversations with my ex-wife. And she used to tell me all the time, Hugh, you need to learn how to communicate better, because you can't be. She used to call me all the time. You can't be the angry black man at the office. You just can't be, because you're big and you're an opposing figure, and you have to learn how to use your words better. I can remember her having that conversation with me. She said, because the way that you say things, I understand what you're saying, but they could come off the wrong way. So it's like you're talking to your wife about your day in your life. You're doing that. That's a given as a married person. That's what you're doing. So to sit there and try to hide under the, and say that you're not or you didn't know, that's ridiculous, especially if your wife is riding with you like that and she feels that you're not getting a fair shake. She's going to say something to you to let you know that she's doing this. I can't believe that, or something to perk your ears and say, well, what, hun, what are you doing? What do you mean? Well, I think this, this, and that, and the third. And I said, you know –
Right?
You're gonna
no,
find
I mean,
out.
She's into
you know
it.
What I mean? You're
going to
find out.
Yeah. Well, because, right, step back for a second, because there's two prongs here. I mean, the actual incident with Philadelphia and Brian Colangelo himself, and the potential of other things that might be out there, and this is kind of where I want to get to that. We all understand that social media can be, if you allow it to get inside your head and live rent-free, it can be an all-consuming thing, right? I mean, we all understand that you can get on Twitter and you can just focus on this with just the gram or Facebook or Reddit or what is it that you use, Wendy, all the time? What is it, the social media?
You say Instagram, right?
No, is it Instagram,
Wendy? Snapchat.
Is that Snapchat that you use all the time? Is that the one that you like to use, Snapchat? Is that it?
I use Snapchat and Instagram the most.
Okay, so, but it can become all-consuming if you allow it to be. So she's got four, I'm going to just guess this, Barbara, his wife, has four burner Twitter accounts, Wendy and Hugh. I'm guessing, because you know more about social media than I do, Wendy. She's got four burner Twitter accounts, and she's so up in her feelings about what's being said about her husband that this has consumed her.
I don't know how you can even manage four accounts. Unless I'm wondering how often the tweets were sent, because I can barely keep up with the accounts that I have, and I have four, but they're not four Twitter accounts. They're four different social media platform accounts. So to keep up with four, I'm wondering how often the tweets were sent.
But to John's point, and I don't know why this is stuck in my head, but living in Ballykinwood, she's probably up there with her friends, drinking their Chardonnays or whatever, having a good old time. She probably, and I don't know this for certain, but she probably has a lot of time on her hands.
Right.
She's probably.
He's telling her what to say. Is it crazy to say, hey, honey, will you tweet this? I know you have these Twitter accounts. Will you tweet this for me?
That's not crazy to say, Wendy. I know where you're going, but.
But I think Brian Colangelo is kind of skating from this because now all the blame is on his wife, and that his wife created these
accounts.
Well,
he's not. Well, don't make no mistake.
He's skating.
He ain't skating.
He got fired.
Yeah, and he's never going to get another job again.
He got fired.
He will not work in this business again.
My thing is this. As a man, am I going to, like, even if she did do this and she was wrong for doing it, I don't know if I'm gonna let my wife take that heat. Like, seriously, I don't know if I would let my wife get thrown under the bus like that. Even though I would probably be, ain't no probably to it. I would definitely be upset with her if it's true that he did not know. I would be upset with her and I would be mad, but I am not gonna let her take that bullet. I'm not gonna let her sit out there front and center and say it was her fault. I'm not gonna do that.
Well, and she was discovered by just happenstance by another user who was tracking, you know, I guess these burner accounts and realized there was some sensitive information going out of this. And so I don't think that this was necessarily, you know, somebody said, well, you know, it's just like Danny Ferry being sold out by the Hawks when they released that audio about Luol Deng on a private meeting. I said, no, I don't think it's the same thing. I don't think it's the same thing at all. I mean, she did this of her own volition and in a public forum on top of that, so I don't think it's the same thing in any way. But having said that, I think that what we're looking at here is a question for all teams in all sports, and especially the NBA. You got to start digging because you have to start monitoring. You think that this is the only coach or executive that has a burner account?
Probably not. But you know what this has done, John? You best believe that people that do have burner accounts, they're probably trying to get rid of them and scrub them and hoping to sweet little baby Jesus that nobody has screenshot anything that has been said. Remember, KD got in trouble for this and his burner account.
Yeah, because he didn't use his burner account.
And you know, it's funny because I'm pretty sure that this is just the tip of the iceberg as far as burner accounts are concerned. Because there's been times where on Twitter, when I first got on Twitter, that there were things that I wanted to say, some scathing comments that I wanted to make that I could not do because my name was tied to that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought about it, but I've never done it. I don't have a burner account because, to Wendy's point, that's just too much. That's just too much to try to navigate and try to remember what to do, because if I want to say something, I got to remember this might get me fired or whatever, so I got to make sure I switch the account and everything. And, you know, if somebody, you get somebody that's tech savvy, They can trace your steps. They can trace that URL or whatever it is to find out your domain name or whatever and find you. So it's not that serious. Listen, if you can't say it, be a man enough and say it and put your name on it, then probably don't say it. That's the bottom line. If you got
I totally agree. I mean,
if you got something crazy to say about your teammates, your coworkers in it, so put your name on it.
This is one thing that has always bothered me about social media, and would just use Twitter, is fake names and fake avatars. I always said, you know, I put my face out there, my name on it, and I think what it does is it's your ultimate check, because your name and face are on it. So what you say on your Twitter account, what I say on my Twitter account, what you say on your Twitter account, it's your name and your face. And we stand by what we say, and we're open with it. I mean, were I to ever get in trouble with it, okay, then maybe I would have to reconsider even being on Twitter to begin with. But when it comes to what I say on Twitter, I'm not going to hide behind some phony name or some phony avatar. And it always drove me nuts when people want to, you know, hide behind phony names and phony avatars. If you really believe what you say, you know, be a man about it and put your face out there and put your name out there.
I'm not opposed to coaches or GMs having burner accounts just to check to see what their players are doing. But if you are criticizing your players and it's something that you could probably say to them or to the head coach, then that's fine.
Here's a social media idiots for social media question. Why would you need an account? If I'm checking on my players, do I need a burner account? I mean, can I just do it with my own account?
Well, because you can't see that coach is following you.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You can't see unless it's their name and it's a verified account. You can't tell if that's your coach.
Hugh, that brings up a question. Shouldn't teams say to their players, all their players, look, we're going to be upfront with you. We have blind accounts, burner accounts, whatever you want to call them, that our social media department has, and they are following all of you. And they are paying attention to
it. You don't even need blind ones. Most offices say that anyways. Yeah, most offices will tell
you. John, guess what? In case you didn't know.
We have people watching our accounts.
Yes. Well, I know that.
John, just in case you didn't know, yes. We have people that right now that we work with, that the big bosses, they monitor our accounts.
Then why do you need a burner account if you're a coach?
So that way, I guess, to see if the player, how far would a player actually go? I know what you're asking.
Right.
If you tell the player you're watching it, why do you need a burner account?
Right.
I understand that, but sometimes, you know, out of sight, out of mind, I guess. Mm. Because if they don't think you're on Twitter, then not thinking that everybody and their mother's on Twitter, that's how some people probably think. But it's like this for me. Anywhere that I go nowadays, even when I go to the bathroom in certain establishments, I always wonder if there's a camera around. Because think about it nowadays, John, how much privacy we have lost over the years.
Yeah, a lot.
So it's the same thing with Twitter. Don't think, like those people that don't have avatars up of themselves and all this other stuff that think they can hide. Listen, if somebody wants to touch you, don't think that you can't be touched. Like, seriously. Because if somebody can easily find out who you are, get your address and everything, if they put that time and that effort in.
Oh, yeah, well, it's real super simple. Yes, it's sad.
It's simple to do that. So just be careful when people want to tweet certain things or try to be anonymous in some of the things that you say, just remember that if somebody really wanted to take time out, they could find you and make it real bad for you if they really, really wanted to.
Yeah, dude, that is true. I mean, it is not hard to find addresses. I mean, it really isn't. If you know somebody who knows how to do it, it's pretty simple, actually. All right, speaking of simple, it's nothing simpler than trying to win $1,000 right now.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
circus. Think of just what happened to the Philadelphia 76ers and Brian Colangelo.
I don't know if I threw my wife under the bus.
Man, circus to 859 CIRCUS, as in you ever been to Vegas to Circus Circus? Is Circus Circus still standing in Vegas?
I don't know.
It's the family establishment,
is
right?
Is it now? Yes. I don't know. Circus to 72881, Circus to 72881. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. If you text and drive, you might get caught in a circus. You know what I'm saying? Circus, CIRCUS to 72881. Hopefully you win $1,000 in the national signing bonus this morning and make your weekend even better. John and Hugh from the Kia Studios. Yeah, it is a circus with Brian Colangelo and this issue here about social media.
He lost his job behind.
Man.
Behind tweets.
And I understand what Wendy's saying is like, you know, why is his wife trying to take a bullet for him? But you know what? The fact of the matter is, it doesn't matter. Whether Brian Colangelo knew or not is irrelevant. I think he did, of course, but that doesn't mean anything. Because it doesn't mean anything because he's never going to work again. There's nobody going to hire him again. Nobody is going to hire him again.
Because they don't trust him.
The players are going to say, no, hell no, we don't trust this guy. Well, what player out there that we get a whiff of Brian Colangelo and the sellout he is? No, that ain't happening.
Let me tell you, John, I don't know if I'm of the mindset that he'll never work again, because there's a lot of examples of cats that did probably stuff way worse than he's done. They get jobs.
Well,
it's going to probably take a while.
Or it's going to be way over here in some consulting thing. It's not going to be with a team. Right, that's fine. I get that. But he's not working with no team.
See, I understand what you're saying, but I think me and you look at it differently. Like, I look at it, put him in financial chaos? I don't think so. I think he's still going to get, he might not have being a GM making the kind of money that he's accustomed to making.
Right.
But the bill is still going
to
meet.
He probably has more than enough to retire.
Yeah, but still, you know what I mean?
Multi.
Yeah, but still, Ian's going to meet. He's going to figure that out.
You know, so it is just an interesting thing. And who is it, you or one of you two? Daryl, you or Hugh said tip of the iceberg, right?
Yeah,
you did. Oh, yeah. I heard tip of the iceberg and I went, yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Tip of the iceberg. Stand by for more news, because I think there's going to be stories following this. All right, game four of the NBA Finals. Is it over and out? Is it a gentleman's sweep, or is there a comeback coming? Next. It is the morning show on Sports Radio 99 The Game. John and Hugh from the Kia Studios on this Friday. Hope you have a great weekend ahead. It's going to be a busy weekend. Braves tonight. Got United in action coming up, of course, tomorrow with our coverage of Atlanta United and New York City FC beginning at noon with Mike Conley and Jason Longshore live from Yankee Stadium. The kick is at 12:30 from DeBronx, right? It is DeBronx.
Yeah, that's what it sounded. That sounded about right. Right. You got the accent about right.
And of course, that'll be a big game for both teams. And that begins a noon game for, pardon me, a 12:30 game for Atlanta United tomorrow against NYC Football Club. So that going on, and of course, Game 4 of the NBA Finals tonight, which is what we're asking about on our Twitter. Tonight, Game 4 of the NBA Finals between the Cavs and Warriors. By tomorrow morning, we're going to be saying, A, over and out, and it's a sweep, or it is going to be a gentleman's sweep, which somebody just asked me about, and I'll tell you that in a moment, or C, comeback coming. Gentleman's sweep meaning, you know, hey, you know, we're the better team. Okay, we're gonna kind of rest and coast in this game so we can win it in front of our home fans. We'll give you one. You know, and it'll be a 4-1
thing. I don't think they're gonna do that. It's hard to believe that. I think this is the first time, if I'm not mistaken, first time in LeBron's career he's been swept in the playoffs. Be the first time he's been swept. It's hard to believe that we're actually sitting here anticipating a sweep. Like a sweep with the best player on the planet is about to be swept out of the playoffs with a team that he basically put together.
Yeah, and in our discussion, if you go to our Twitter at 929 The Game and vote in our poll, over and out, gentlemen, sweep or comeback coming. We also encourage you to go ahead and weigh in because we're chatting with you. And so I just asked, I thought kind of innocently this morning, didn't mean to start a firestorm of, you know, has LeBron checked out? You know, I just ask a question, and Squid was saying, you know, I'm making it very impassioned because, you know, Bo gets impassioned, and yeah, it's great. And Bo was on Twitter saying no and making the case for why LeBron has not checked out in his opinion. And I didn't mean – I was just asking the question. I wasn't trying to impugn anybody. But, you know, it is just a question. Has he checked out? Because it'll be interesting to see what happens tonight. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
But there were times – and Wendy, you were talking about it – where – after what happened with J.R. Smith in game one and the reaction that he had, he hasn't checked out, but it's, I don't know, there's something like
frustration,
maybe a better word. Maybe that's the better word.
You know, when frustration's almost debilitating, like you literally just throw your hands up and you're like, well, I'm just going to stand here because I don't want to do anything else.
Frustration can make you quit too. And I stand corrected. He was swept in 07 by the San Antonio Spurs, correct? Yes, he was swept in 07.
Right.
Oh, but okay, he was a young LeBron James.
Yeah, he was a young LeBron James.
Right. But, for what he's feeling right now, it's almost like – it's not like you're giving up, Wendy, but it's like almost like your maximum effort – you know your maximum effort isn't good enough. And
– well, you just can't make everyone around you help you out, and you're frustrated fighting. And you want to help. And
I try to help my teammates. That didn't work. I score 51. That didn't work. If Saturday Night Live is making fun of me And, you know, so which is all leading to all the speculation that he's going to end up somewhere else next year because he can't. And the other part of this, too, is in his two times in Cleveland, he has not been able to get anybody to come help him. It's not like Cleveland. Okay, say make all the jokes you want. I bet, you know, last time I was in Cleveland, which is a long time ago, it's a nice town. And who doesn't want to go play with LeBron? Maybe nobody wants to go play with LeBron. I don't know. Maybe just that's it. Maybe I have no idea. I mean, Kyrie left him.
Kyrie wanted to be his own man.
Right.
That was something. I think that was a little different. That was probably a little different. Kyrie wanted to have his own thing. That was to Daryl's point this morning when he was talking about going somewhere and having your own shine.
Mm-hmm.
That I think that was a little different. And plus, Kyrie was a dribbler. He wanted to touch the rock. LeBron's touching the rock. LeBron's the guy that's going to get the rock. So that was something a little different. But as far as playing with LeBron, I think that you have some. It's a lot of guys out there would like want to play with one of the greatest players that ever played a game. I think there's a lot of guys that want to do that, and they know that his talent is so that if I could just bring my game, if I can just bring my A game every night, then we're going to have a chance to win. We're definitely going to have a chance to win.
All right. So now Kevin Durant has come out. He said to ESPN that he's going to accept a discounted deal, a 2-year, $51 million. I know it's some discount, but a little bit of a discounted deal to stay in Golden State to try and win even more rings because now he's got ring fever. And I can't say I blame him. Where else would he go where he would get ring fever? He's going, I've got plenty of money. I'm going to make my cash. I want these rings. And so he's going to stay in Golden State. Now you have till, I think, I want to say it's 2 weeks from now. If it's your option and KD has his option, I think it's the 24th of June, where the player option, you can exercise your player option, and this is just him saying, I'm gonna stay here. I'm exercising my player option, which LeBron could do too. He's not an unrestricted free agent. He's got an option. There's team option, unrestricted, you know, and then player option. So he's got a player option. He's going to stay. Then you have the issue with LeBron and where he's going to go. And I know the rumors about the Lakers and the Knicks and the 76ers and the Celtics staying in Cleveland and even Golden State, which I can't see him going to Golden State. If for no other reason than I think the NBA would block it. I think the Adam Silver would have to step in like David Stern did and block that.
Block it? I know what you're saying. You're saying because what we've been talking about the last couple of days, going to the West and making it lopsided. But you can't. I don't think you can block him from going to get his money though. Can you do that?
Yeah, they did. David Stern did.
Yeah, but the NBA was running the Pelicans at that time, or the New Orleans Hornets at that time.
Oh, that's right.
Remember?
That's right, they were.
The NBA had to step in.
Yeah, you're right. That is a huge difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, the NBA was running it. They could just say no. Oh, okay. But anyway, I think there would be public outcry.
I honestly don't think it'll happen because I think that's in his mind. You know, and plus, when you look at the teams in the West, I think that when you look at them, the West seems like it's always been a lot stronger than the East for the last few years anyway.
It has been.
And so why would you go make your road to the playoffs even harder?
Like if you went
to the West.
Yeah, but if you joined Golden State and it was LeBron and KD
State
and
kiss the baby.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about.
But LeBron, again, LeBron has to be the guy to bring the ball down. I don't know. That's just too many. I don't think that'd be enough basketballs to go around for those many stars.
Yeah, I think it might be problematic. I don't disagree with you. I think that there might be. You could get too many stars, and we've seen that happen, and it doesn't work.
I don't think that he goes. I don't think he goes to Golden State. If he goes to the West, I would probably say Houston would probably be the team that he would probably go to, not Golden State. I don't know. I might be reading between the lines a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of bad blood between him and everybody on the Golden State Warriors.
Yes,
there's a lot of I don't see him saying, if you can't beat him, join him. I don't see him doing the KD thing. I don't see that.
Right. I think there's a lot of bad blood there. It'll be interesting to see where he goes. I don't know. I mean, could he actually go to the Knicks? I mean, would he want to?
The Knicks?
Yeah. Well, see, this is what I don't understand. If you look, the Knicks, what if he talked to, you know, he's talked to what, Paul George and said, you know, what if he talked to Paul George and said, look, we can go join Kristaps Porzingis on the biggest stage in basketball. If he goes to New York and he gets Paul George or Kawhi Leonard or both to go there and puts the Knicks into the NBA Finals and win the NBA Finals, you want to talk about cementing your legacy? Oh, my God.
New York.
Oh, that would be legacy, 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 legacy. There is no bigger legacy moment than he could have than to go to Madison Square Garden and win a title. None. Not even close.
There's nothing. I totally agree with you on that, but I cannot see Kristaps Porzingis and LeBron James being on the same team.
I trade him. Fine. Who cares?
Really, John?
What yeah. Bringing Kawhi Leonard to Paul George. Just start over.
Yeah. Okay, John. Let's get back to reality a little bit. Where are you going to get all this money to match these contracts and trade all these people? And who says that Kawhi Leonard is leaving?
Does Dolan still own the Knicks?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, there's that. just throw a wet, if it was wet that noodle easy, on my
You know what? If it was that easy, here. If it was that easy in the NBA, then everybody would fix their team in the offseason. There's this issue of, like, contracts having to match up and things of that nature, and guys actually being in position to be traded in order to
that. I know.
Yeah, because we don't know what's going on with Kawhi.
We don't know what's going on with Kawhi. Right, you're absolutely right. We don't know what's going on with Kawhi.
And I think that, you know, the whole LeBron thing is going to be pretty interesting because we're going to have a draft, and then we're going to have free agency. So it's probably a chance that LeBron's probably going to go to a team that's already got a position that he's probably going to field, and somebody's going to have to take a back seat to LeBron, if that's the case, if he decides to leave.
Yeah, right, exactly, if he decides to leave.
Yes.
I mean, I think we're all just, he's so frustrated. He's played 100 games, and what does he have to show for it? I mean, the man's been to the finals. You can't take away 8 straight trips to the NBA finals. That is insane. I mean, this is like, what is the league, 12 teams? What are we talking about here, I mean –
Yeah, but when they go on vacation, I know his vacations be lovely because he unwinds. Because you just think about all the basketball he's played and just the time off that he takes. But, LeBron is the type of guy, because we saw the last year with the Heat when he dropped weight. Was that the last year when he was with the Miami Heat? He dropped weight, and he was in the weight room like 2 weeks after the NBA Finals, like getting ready for the next season. So he's not going to take that much time off because that's just how he's wired.
Anybody ever won a ring with 3 different teams as a player? As a star player, not some role player coming in to do something. I imagine it's probably happened, but it's been a role player, right? Not a star player.
I guess Ori would be that role player.
Yeah. Well, yeah. This T.O. story has got people up in their feelings this morning. This Terrell Owens thing, we're going to have to retouch this. We're going to revisit this in a moment. Because there's some stuff going on our Twitter that you got to hear. Next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. There's not enough hours in the day to say all we want to say. So connect to us in every way. Facebook, Twitter, and Insta will do. Or go to our website at 92.9thegame.com. Okay, that didn't rhyme, but whatever. The game is everywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Frankie, Hugh Douglas, and of course the great Wendy and Daryl Ashurst and Wendy Adams.
Yes, and this segment has been brought to you by Camu, the game day cognac. So you know football season is right around the corner. But Camu is just not for football season. As a matter of fact, it's for the finals tonight. You can go get you some Camu and use the game day cognac. Because Camu is the game day cognac, and every day is game day.
I saw a billboard for Camu the other day. Matter of fact, I saw it when we were going out to Topgolf. Did you ever ask why the S is silent?
No, I didn't. But it's funny because, like, when I was with my relatives last night, they were like, did you got some of that Camus? And I was like, where's that? hey, Daryl, where's that Camus I heard about? Where's that Camus? I said, Camu. where is that? I gotta get. So. But it's an easy mistake to make. Yes, Daryl.
John, I want to take you to homie court right now.
Okay, do.
Why am I not great? You've been working with me for years.
I thought I said both of you were great.
No, you did not. You said the great Wendy Adams
and Daryl
and Daryl Ashurst there.
I meant great.
Just Daryl.
No, it was great Wendy and Daryl.
No, I saw good. No, I'm
yeah, you can't. You know, John, when you make mistakes like that, and I know it was a mistake. You can't walk that back.
Nah, bro, you can't walk that back.
As a duo,
walk it like you're talking, man.
Okay. Walk it like you're talking. Chicken teriyaki, hagwasaki.
I miss Bo.
We only have an hour. And
I don't.
There's only an hour.
I love him, but I don't.
That's funny. That's funny. But yeah, you know, we were talking about this T.O. thing, and there's still a lot of meat on the bone with this, man, because a lot of people on Twitter are starting to chime in about the fact that he, why he isn't going. Some people call him a petulant child and say, yes, he's earned the right, but there's respect. He's made a choice through his playing career to be brash and rude, so it took a while to enter the place he wanted to be in. Again, it's a choice not to appear, which is his selfishness. I understand. There's a lot of people on different sides of this fence, and I agree that it's one of the greatest accomplishments and one of the greatest honors that can be bestowed on an individual. But when I first heard this story, as a matter of fact, I reached out to T.O. He's a little busy this morning because he hit me back and told me he's a little busy. When I first heard this story, I didn't think about it in the way that most people thought about it, because most people thought about it like, oh my gosh, that's a huge honor. Why is he not going? He's being disrespectful. I didn't think about it like that. I thought about it, but okay, what do I know about T.O. to make him make this decision? And when I went through the different phases that I've been through with T.O. and knowing a little bit about him like I do, I was like, okay, I can see him doing that. T.O.'s a very, very private person. And you look at some of his peers and the way they responded to him when they were asked about him going into the Hall of Fame. Some of it was kind of negative. I'm thinking about what Marvin Harrison said about him. We talked about this morning what Chris Carter said about him. And I was in the bullpen, and I had a chance to talk to Paul Bible. Shout out my man, Paul Bible. And he was saying that, you know, he's going into a different fraternity, so he should treat it differently. I get what you're saying as well. But when you have some of those fraternity members that are already in, that are taking shots at you, he's probably looking at that like, man, those cats, forget them, you know? And then not only that, when you think about T.O. as a player in the NFL, what team do you think he mostly, him, not you as a person, him as a player, what team do you think he identifies with the most? None.
I could understand when you're pointing, none. You know, reaching the pinnacle with the Philadelphia Eagles. When I think of T.O., I think 49ers.
No, you that's what you would think. But when you talk about, like, he had some great games with the 49ers. But the game for me that sticks out is the Super Bowl.
Well, sure.
The Super Bowl, no question. But also the riff that he had with Donovan McNabb. So T.O.'s definitely not going in as an Eagle. He's not going in as an Eagle. Not going in as a Cincinnati Bengal. And he for damn sure isn't going in as a Dallas Cowboy.
Right.
He's not. So it's like for T.O., it's like, man, he's a man, really. I would think in his mind, he's the first guy to go in the Hall of Fame without a team. Like, seriously, he's the first guy to go into the Hall of Fame without a team. So he's looking at it like, why would I celebrate a time with folks that don't really care about me? Why not be around people that do care about me?
See, now you just took me over someplace else. I don't want to get in my feelings. If Deion is – did Deion – I mean, I know the NFL doesn't go – baseball makes you pick a team. That's why they had such a big problem with Roger Clemens, because they wanted Roger Clemens to go in as a Boston Red Sox, and Roger Clemens said, hell no, I'm going in as a Yankee. And they said, no, you're going in. And he said, hell no, I'm going in as a Yankee. They fought for a long time, and so they ended up putting, I think, multiple hats up. I mean, I would hope that if it came down and you said, which team did you go in, Deion, I would hope you say Falcons, but you could never know. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
And I remember, oh, no, you're fine. I mean, that's fine. And I know that a lot of, like, some of our coworkers, like, especially Wendy and Daryl, they had their feelings about this. Wendy, I know you felt some kind of way about T.O. not going to the Hall of Fame.
I just felt he's being a little bit childish about it, because he made a big deal about him not getting in the first time, and now that he is in, I feel like he feels disrespected, and this is just to get back in some sort of way, in T.O. fashion, to get back at the people who let him off the ballot the first time.
I mean, and I understand that too, because when you think about some of the things that he said in the past about he deserves to get in the Hall of Fame and all this other stuff, and he didn't get in, I get that, but
it's kind of like a ha. This is what I'm going to do to you because this is what you do to me. It's kind of like this childish back and forth thing, and saying, hey, let's make amends. I know I got left off. Let's just, you know what? Let's just make it what it is. It's an honor. Done.
See, and I look at it like this. If you ask me to a man, say, hey, do you think you deserve to be in the Hall of Fame? No, I don't. I think if I'd have played a few more good years, I probably could have made a strong case for that. That's my feelings about that. And I'm pretty sure most people feel the same way. T.O. is a different story.
Oh, yeah. Should have been a first ballot.
He should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer. So when people say he begged or he petitioned to get in, he did so, but he really shouldn't have had to do that. He shouldn't have had to do that. Because when you look at his numbers speak for himself. His numbers, I think, if I'm not mistaken, were better than Marvin Harrison's numbers or comparative to Marvin Harrison's numbers that year. No, or the guys that were going in that year that he was on the ballot, because I think it was like Torrey Holt or somebody. They were talking about the numbers of the guys that could potentially be on the ballot. His numbers were better than theirs. His numbers were better than Marvin Harrison's, weren't they? And we're checking that out to make sure, because I don't want to make any more mistakes today.
His numbers were phenomenal. Yeah, and it doesn't even matter because, I mean, you said it earlier. I was trying to put it into words. You said, go to war with T.O. That's exactly what – if I have a play that has to be made to win a Super Bowl, you know, you start thinking, all right, who is the quarterback that makes the play? Is it, for example, is that John Elway? Is it Joe Montana? Is it Brett Favre? You know, if you have to play to win, you know, is Julio the guy, you know, or is T.O. the guy, or is it, you know, Randy Moss, or is it Marvin Harrison? It's not Marvin Harrison, as great as he was.
Marvin Harrison was a heck of a receiver.
He was a heck of a receiver. I'm not telling
you. But between the two, with all due respect
if they're
to
running
Marvin.
Out of, if it's the last play of the Super Bowl, I got 25 yards to go, I'm terrified. T.O., go get it.
Yeah. With all due respect to Marvin Harrison, because he plenty of time we played against him, he cut us up like the Ginsu. But T.O. was a special animal. Like all of them were. Randy Moss as well. But T.O. was just something different about that guy. And he deserved to get in on the first ballot. And you could tell by some of the writers' feelings that they felt that, you know, he should have been the first ballot. They had personal reasons for not putting him in. And in T.O.'s eyes, he's looking at it like, you couldn't deny me. But I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of getting up there and being all in my face saying whatever you're going to say. I'm assuming that's what he's thinking. And, I understand that some people look at that as childish and everything. But if you think back, John, T.O. had and this is no excuse, but T.O. had a rough upbringing. He had a rough one. And he not to say that anybody else, you know, everybody else had a hard life, but he had a rough one. And he's just wired a little different. He's just wired different. Camus, give me some of that Camus.
We're going to talk to apparently the only Carolina Panther that did not take a selfie with Julio this year. He's going to join us and talk a little bit about what he's got going on. Local guy, made good NFL star, and he's doing something back in the community. It's kind of a nice story. You're going to want to hear this next as we continue the morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.